New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to cut the city's recycling program by half. New York is facing a multi-billion dollar budget crisis, and Bloomberg says the recycling program is an expensive failure in which much of the so-called recycled material ends up as trash. From member station WNYC in New York, Amy Eddings reports.
Saturday is a recycling pickup day in Bensonhurst, a neighborhood in Brooklyn. Two garbage men collect newspapers and bags filled with plastic jugs, tin cans, and glass bottles. New Yorkers have been separating their recyclables since 1993, but with a $4.9 billion budget gap looming for this fiscal year, Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to significantly alter the program. Recycling costs for glass, metal, and plastic are expected to jump to about $120 a ton this summer. That's almost double what the city pays to export its plain old trash. And unlike the recycled paper program, which makes money for the city, Bloomberg said there's not a strong market for glass, metal, and plastic. When he first announced his plan earlier this year, Bloomberg backed it up with this stunning statistic. 40% of recycled metal, glass, and plastic ends up in landfills.
If you take a look at how much actually is getting recycled and the benefits to the ecology of this world based on that, we are not doing a good job. And until we can, it's just not worth it.
Bloomberg says he wants to suspend the glass, metal, and plastic program for a year and a half, saving $76.3 million. The proposal has met with strong opposition from environmental advocates and other elected officials. At a hearing before a city council sanitation committee, its chair, Michael McMahon, said recycling is a civic good.
We collect garbage, we educate children, we keep our streets safe, and we don't say that we do it because it's fiscally feasible.
Recycling has not come easily to New York. While other major cities, such as Seattle and San Francisco, recycle 50% or more of their trash, New York only recycles 20%. So, what makes New York different? City officials say cultural differences, language barriers, and the anonymity of apartment living makes recycling hard to enforce. But many environmental advocates say the city's program is inefficient. Kendall Christensen is a former sanitation worker who helped set up the city's recycling program.
The sanitation department, you know, like those around the country, is a great sort of operating agency. You know, run the trucks, pick up the garbage, clean the streets, that good stuff. What's more difficult for it, though, is really understanding that in order for recycling to work, it's got to be owned by the community at large. It's a behavior change. It's got to, you know, there's that sense of ownership.
Rising recycling expenses are also a problem, and not just in New York. Municipalities across the country are seeing higher costs as the demand for recyclable materials, especially glass, has dropped over the past 3 years. Kate Krebs, executive director of the National Recycling Coalition, acknowledges the argument for recycling has shifted from saving money to saving resources and jobs.
In the beginning of the 70s, when there was a lot of advocacy for recycling, part of the argument was it will save money. What we have seen over the last 30 years is that the commodity markets that utilize the materials for recycling fluctuate wildly, expecting that the value of the materials will offset the cost to process and market them is a false reality.
Recycling supporters agree New York's glass, metal, and plastic recycling program needs to be fixed, but they think suspending it will erase habits that took years and millions of dollars to encourage. And with the city's major landfill, Fresh Kills, closed, they say every additional ton of garbage trucked to out-of-state sites makes the city vulnerable to rising fees. Already, Virginia and Pennsylvania, two major destinations for New York's trash, are considering legislation that would raise their landfill prices. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.